And a very good morning to you, Jonathan. And we chat to Jonathan about the world of advertising, creativity, what people are doing that's cool and maybe not so cool. So once again, great to have you back, Jono.
Hey, morning, Kino. Thanks cool. Very much.
So let's start with Checkers. They certainly appear to be focusing on more innovation than they used to. I'm very impressed. I mean, I spoke about this card, right, that I – it's the first loyalty card that I actually signed up for other than e-bucks. And I did it because they made it so darn easy for me to do. And now they're doing even more.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Checkers recently. But yes, as you say, they recently launched a loyalty card where I think for them it's going to do very well, like it did for Pick and Pay. But the recent thing that I picked up the other day is that Checkers have just they've just launched a new grocery delivery app.
Yep.
So this thing is called 60-60, and how it works is that there are about 5,000 products which they've identified that people need potentially in an urgent situation. And what they've decided to do is that within 60 seconds, you can browse these 5,000 items and go and choose which ones you want. And then within 60 minutes, they will have those things delivered to your door in the main metropolitan area. So I think it's currently a test which is being done in Sandton and in the sort of bigger parts of Cape Town, so Cape Town CBD. But what it is, it really is quite a cutting-edge idea that completely blows up what the other guys are doing. Because I think Woolworths and Pick and Pay, they do online shopping, but not within 60 minutes. So
exactly.
I just think the innovation is in the speed and efficiency that they are able to offer customers through this new app.
Which is, you know, and the one thing I would say is leadership. Leadership, leadership, leadership within that particular space is key. And Neil Schroeder used to be the marketing director. He's now, I think, the chief strategy officer. And I think Neil, in particular, has made, has certainly breathed life into the innovation cycles of Checkers in particular. And so it's been brilliant, actually.
Yeah, and I really think that Checkers are going to do well here because it's one of those brands where they've just relied on offering great prices. But, you know, when it comes to South Africa, I think the poor need great prices and the rich love great prices. So in that context, I think what's really interesting here is that Checkers is going to, through this innovation, they're going to be hugely competitive in all market segments in the country because of that. So, yes, I think there's some new blood that's at Checkers, obviously with a focus on the future and focus on innovation, and it really seems to be paying off. So I think it's one of those supermarket brands that I always go on about that I hate these stickies things because that's not really differentiating yourself. That's a short-term sales bump. How you differentiate yourself is by offering a more efficient service. And I think Checkers are doing that very well.
It's sustainable in the way they're going about testing it as well. They're doing it in the niches and they're correcting what they need to correct and then they're scaling it from there. And actually, now that you've mentioned this, I must get the team to get Neil in here to talk to us about how they're thinking around innovation and the whole structure around the innovation, how that works.
Yeah.
Now, Cardi B teams up with Pepsi for Christmas and offers us a honest look at how commercial the festive season has become. You're going to help me out here and tell me who Cardi B is. Hey,
do you not know who Cardi B is?
I have no cooking clue.
All right. Well, what I would challenge you to do is off the work internet, just Google Cardi B. You know, any one of her numbers that she puts out. Cardi B money, do one of those. So Cardi B is a U.S. rapper. She's a shock rapper like Nicki Minaj. Like Nicki Minaj is. But she's the latest version of those kind of like shock rappers. I have always found her fascinating because she's a character in the entertainment industry who is quite rough. You know, if I say that she's bordering on sort of the Antwoord type roughness, then you know what I'm talking about. But Cardi B is hugely commercial. And you'll know that over the years, Pepsi have teamed up with Michael Jackson and Britney Spears. And they've now asked Cardi B to be a brand ambassador for them for Christmas. Now, usually Christmas is very sentimental, it's quite soppy, it's very soft, it's fantasy-led and all that kind of stuff. What Pepsi have done is they've said, listen, Christmas is not about that. It's not about being good, it's actually about being naughty. And Cardi B is the poster child for naughty. And there's a whole ad campaign where she takes people into her twerk shop, I think she calls it, and there's, you know, you score up points for being naughty. So it's like a little bit of fun and games. But what it really illustrates to me is that brands need to be authentic when it comes to Christmas. And so many brands put on this face of being friendly and, you know, there's Christmas cheer and festivities, but we know that it's a lie. They're just trying to push sales. I think what Pepsi have done here is that they've brought someone on board who is a naughty person, and they've said, listen, let's celebrate Christmas in a new way. This is hugely commercial. They're not shying away from it, and they've got Cardi B there. So just from an authenticity point of view, I do think it's a very interesting move by Pepsi to do that. And I think it'll work out well for them, just because they're being authentic and they're saying, listen, we're here to make money. Christmas is a time to make money. Here's how we're going to do it in a very American consumerist kind of way.
I'm very keen. Absolutely. And it's we'll be talking about E.T. coming home, but I want to go back to the Checkers thing. It'd be interesting to see how that innovation translates into consumer movements, whether they gravitate towards Checkers more than they do to some of the other retailers. But let's talk about E.T. eventually coming home after 40 years.
So, Kino, E.T. was one of those movies that I think it was one of the first movies I went to go and see in a cinema.
Yep.
And at the time, it was 1982, 1983, I was 10 years old. And E.T. was just one of those movies that was an absolute hit. I wanted a BMX after that. I was obsessed with E.T. So it's been 37 years since E.T. was a huge hit. And unbelievably, E.T. is back. With the same Elliot, Henry Thomas, who played Elliot in the original movie, he returns. But now it's 37 years later. He's got a family. He's got two little kids. And one night, the ad which plays out, there's some rumblings in and around the house that they stay, and the kids go out, and there's a snowman, and behind the snowman, E.T. emerges. So it's a very well-made ad. About 4 minutes long, which details the return of E.T. But this time, obviously, everyone's grown up, everyone's got family, and E.T. returns to Earth to come and connect with Elliot once again. It is, in fact, an ad for a group called Infinity, which is part of the Comcast group. So they are internet providers and cable TV providers. So I think based on the target market that they are trying to connect with, it's a fantastic ad. But I also want to say that for me, because of the emotional connection to the movie and the way that it's shot, it is my ad of the year. I think they've absolutely hit it out of the park with this new E.T. ad.
So, I think we also just have to set the context here. E.T. is a foreign being. It's not Eugene Terblanche for those journalists who listen. And for those Gen Zs listening to us, and I'm not exactly a boomer, you know, I know how Google works. You can go and Google E.T., and you can check some of the clips they still have on YouTube about E.T. in case you're wondering what this Madala Jonathan Cherry is going on about.
Yeah.
Always love chatting to you. Thank you so much for that, Jonathan Cherry, director at Cherry Flavor Media.